Bhakti yogam vidhanartham. Bhakti yoga vidhanartham. Katam pashyema hi striha. Katam pashyema hi striha. Tatha paramahansanam. Guninam amalatmanam. Bhakti yoga vidhanartham.
You yourself descend to propagate the transcendental science of devotional service under the hearts of the advanced transcendentalists and mental speculators who are purified by being able to discriminate between matter and spirit. How then can we women know you properly, know you perfectly?
Tatha paramahamsana. Krishna is realized by qualification, and the qualifications are described here. The first qualification is Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa, Parama means the best, and Hamsa means the swans. So there are different types of swans you have seen. Out of them, the white big swan is accepted, the best of them. So this Hamsa or the swan has got a qualification special, that you offer them milk mixed with water. So the Hamsa, it will take the milk portion and leave aside the water. Every animal has got a special qualification. Just like he'll find the lizard, very plain wall, polished wall, but they go very safely. You have no science to do that. You cannot do it. The vulture, it goes very high. They have got very small eyes, but they can see from miles away where is some dead body. That is their business. So everyone has got some special qualification, that is God's gift. Similarly, this is also an animal, it has got the a special qualification. They can discriminate what is water and what is milk. So this world is mixed up, spiritual and material things. Just like your body, my body. This is also mixture. Anything, it is a mixture of spirit and matter. So one who can discern the spirit from the matter, he is called Paramahansa. So, intelligent man, Paramahansa, what is the Paramahansa? Muninam. Paramahansa, Muni, means very thoughtful. So, if you are thoughtful, then you'll be able to discern between matter and spirit. The body is moving, but those who are not muni, thoughtful, they think the body is moving automatically. But actually that is not the fact. Because the spirit is there, therefore it is moving. The muni, those who are thoughtful, they can understand. Foolish men, they cannot understand. They cannot understand that beyond this body there is another force which is helping the movement of the body. They cannot understand the Bhagavad Gita statement, tatha dehantaram prapti, that moving force is perpetual, eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarire, it is not lost after the destruction of the body, but it is transferred to another body. They cannot understand because they are not muni. The muni means very thoughtful. And how one can become perfect muni, that is also said here. Amalatmananam. Amala, mala means dirty things. And amala, amala means just the opposite. No, amala, a means no. His heart is cleansed of all dirty things. Such men. Amala atmana nam. So these are the qualifications. Paramahansa, one must be only spiritually interested. Like the swan, he is interested only to drink the milk, not the water. Similarly, one must become Paramahansa. One must be interested with spiritual advancement of life, not material. Reject. Reject it. These are the qualifications to understand Krishna. One who is spiritually interested, one is very thoughtful, and one is cleansed of all dirty things from consciousness and from the mind. These are the qualifications when one can understand Krishna. These things, why these things, indiscrimination, dirty things, they are accumulated within the heart. It is due to our sinful activities. The more we become sinful, the more dirty things will cover our consciousness and it will be difficult to understand what is Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, Jisham antagatam papam, one who is freed from the reaction of sinful life, jisam antagatam papam jananang punyakarmana. Persons who are engaged in pious activities, they do not do anything which is vicious. Therefore, they remain pure without any contamination. Therefore, pious activities are recommended. For common man, it is recommended in the Shastra that you take your bathing in the Ganges. that will make him pious. If he simply takes his bathing daily, regularly, automatically he will be pious. Or go and see the temple and offer your obeisance. Everything will be taken. This is a small boy. He has nothing, no understanding what is Krishna. But because he is dancing, because he is chanting, sometimes he is ringing the bell, these are pious activities. Automatically they will do. So many people, that what temple is required. Temple is required. The innocent persons, those who are neophyte, for them temple worship is essential. By seeing the deity, by offering obeisances to the deity, by taking charanamrita, by ringing the bell, by dancing, by taking little prasada, by touching the feet of Vaishnava or touching the body of Vaishnava, in this way they are getting piety. This chance is given, therefore, to the audience. There is no question of becoming muni, I mean the beginning. How one can be? It is not possible. Therefore, deity worship, temple worship is essential for the common general people. Simply by their coming, visiting and doing something, they will be pious. Other pious activities to hear about Krishna, the sound vibration. Even one does not understand what is spoken here, but Krishna, just like I am speaking in English, those who cannot understand English, they do not understand why I am speaking. But in the middle, I am talking of Krishna. So that Krishna hearing is sufficient. Krishna. My Guru Maharaj, when some article was presented to see whether he approves for publication, he would simply say or see how many times he has uttered Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's all. If he has uttered in his writing Krishna, Chaitanya, like that, so if he hears that many times, that's all right. That's all right. It is so nice. And that's a fact. Jadabhaga visarga janataga viplava jasmin pratisloko avadabhat api namani anantasya jasankitani jat sinnanti gayanti grinanti sadhava jadabhaga visarga janataga viplava. Any composition where there is somewhere or sometimes the glorification of the Supreme Lord, any literature, janataga viplava, such kind of literature is revolutionary. Revolution. Viplava. Viplava means revolution. What kind of viplava? Just like in the revolution, one political party gains victory over another political party, or one kind of, we understand revolution means political revolution. One kind of political thoughts are overpowered by another kind of political thoughts. That is called revolution. So, the English word is revolution and the Sanskrit word is viplava. Tadbhaga visarga janataga viplava. If such literatures are presented, just like we are presenting, we are not very big scholar, or we have no such qualification that we can compose very nice literature, there may be so many mistakes or whatever it may be. But it is revolutionary. That is a fact. It is evolutionary. Otherwise, why big scholars, professors, university authorities, librarians, they're taking, they're thinking, they know that this literature will revolutionize the whole world. Because there is in the Western world, there is no such thought. They agree. So why it is revolutionary? Because there is an attempt to glorify Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nothing more. There is no literary career. So this is accepted. Tatvāgha visarga janatāgha viplav jasmin pratislokam avadla. Sloka, to write Sanskrit sloka, it requires erudite scholars. There are many rules and regulations. It is not that you compose anything and you become a poet. No. There are sufficient rules and regulations one has to follow, then one can compose. Just like, you see, there is meter. Yatha paramahamsanam muninam amulatmanam bhakti yoga vidhanartham katham pasema histriya. There is meter. Every shloka, there is meter. So, even it is not written to the standard meter, and sometimes they are broken. So still, because there is glorification of the Supreme Lord, Namani Anantas, Ananta is the Supreme, unlimited, His names are there. Therefore my Guru Maharaj accepts. If Anantasya, of the Ananta, the Supreme, the name is there, Krishna, Narayan, Chaitanya, like that. So, sinnanti gayanti ginanti sadhava. Sadhava means those who are saintly person. Such kind of literature, although it is written in broken language, they hear it. Yes, because there is glorification of the Lord. So, this is the system. Somewhere or other, we should be attached to Krishna. Maya saptamana prartha. That is our only business. How we can be, it doesn't matter, in broken language. Sometimes there are many Sanskrit, not properly pronounce, just like we do. We are not very expert. There are many expert Sanskrit pronouncers, Veda Mantra, and we are not so expert. But we try. We try, but the Krishna name is there, therefore it is sufficient. Therefore it is sufficient. So, Krishna comes. What is the mission of Krishna? That we are talking in this morning. What is the mission of Krishna? Paritranam sadhunam vinashayate duskita. This is the Krishna's karma. Therefore Krishna says, janma karma me dibbam. We come here and Krishna also comes here. So what is the difference? The difference is we are forced to come here by the laws of nature, according to our karma. We do some activities, sinful or pious, mostly sinful, so we create another life and we are forced to enter into such body. It may be now I am in the human form of body. Next life, according to my karma, I may be forced to enter into the dog's life, dog's body. So we are forced. There is no, I mean to say, choice. I cannot say, nature, that do not put me into the dog's body. Kindly put me into the king's body. No. Karmana daivanetrena. This decision will be taken by superior authority. You cannot dictate. I shall become like that. No, that is not possible. karmana daiva netrena. We are forced to come here and suffer or enjoy the fruits of our last karma. That is one thing. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna does not come being forced by nature or for his karma. Namaṁ karmāni limpanti. Nami karma phalespriha. Krishna says that he also works karma to show example, but he is not affected by the result of the karma. Therefore Krishna says, Namaṁ karmāni limpanti. Nami karma, neither he has got any desire to work for something, to gain something. He is full. Why he should try for gain? We work something. We work to gain something, to make some profit. But Krishna hasn't got to do any profit. He is self-sufficient. Whatever he wants, immediately, present, omnipotent, omniscient. Krishna has nothing to do like that. Therefore, why does he come? He has got a different mission. What is that? Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskita. He says, I come for this purpose, to rescue the sadhus, the devotees, and to cut down the demons. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskita. So, vinashaya cha duskita, this is not main business. For killing the demons, one cyclone wind is sufficient. Krishna orders Varuna that you make a heavy cyclone in this quarter. Hundreds and thousands of demons will be killed within a second. So this is not the purpose. It has not come for killing, but because killing business is another business, when he comes to protect the devotees, say automatically there are some demons that kill them also. It's like you go somewhere, you're not business to purchase something, but when you see it is nice, it is cheap price, all right, purchase it. So you did not go to a friend's place as to make some business. But when you see, sometimes you do that. Similarly, it is not Krishna's business. That Krishna has got many, many agents. Sishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti reka chai vajasya bhavanani vibharti durga. This Durga power is there. You have seen the picture of Durga. She has got 10 hands. And different types of weapons. And now the Durga Puja will be performed. You can see the Durga deity. And so, 10 hands, the material nature. 10 hands means 10 directions. North, south, east, west, and then the 4 corners, 8, and up and down. The 10 directions. So this material nature, Durga, is controlling the whole universe, 10 directions. Sishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti reka, eka, chaiva. But how she is working, not independently. Sishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti reka, chaiva. She is working just like shadow. The original body and the shadow body, they are too different. But the shadow body moves if the original moves. So therefore this word is used, chayeva. This vast power, material nature, is a very powerful sishti sthiti. It can create, it can destroy at any moment. If there is some earthquake, the whole sea water may come and cover the land portion, and within the sea, you can see one island has come up. Everyone has got this experience. So, sishti sthiti, pralaya. One side pralaya, one side creation. So this can be done by the material nature. But how she is working? She is working under the direction of somebody else, that is Govinda. And Govinda also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya dhakshena prakriti siyati sachara. She is working under my direction. So, he is so far killing or destroying is concerned, that Durga power, Krishna's power, that is service. That is service. He doesn't require to come to kill the demon. She is engaged. You have seen that Durga is killing the demon, that Asura. You have seen the Durga's picture? The Asura is there, and the lion is there, and she has taken a bunch of hair of the Asura, and the trident is pushed on his chest, and the lion has captured him, so he is overpowered. See, the lion, the Asura is overpowered, but if the Asura makes more attempt to save himself, then there are only two hands are engaged of Durga to kill the Asura. One catching his hair and one the Trishul. Only two hands are engaged. But if he shows more power, then there are eight hands more reserved with different types of weapons. So you cannot overcome the ruling or the control of the material nature. That is not possible. Daivijisa gunamai mamo maya dhrutva. So Asura, to kill the Asuras, however powerful he may be. We have seen there were so many Asuras in this world. There were Lenin, there were Stalin, there were Hitler, there were Hiranyakashipu, so many. But they could not survive. It is not possible. They will finish. So Asuras to killing, Svaritranasa Vinasaya, to kill the Duskritam, these Asuras, Krishna does not require to come. He comes only to give protection and pleasure to the devotees. That is his name. Therefore it is said, Paramhansalang Muninam Amulatmanana. For them, Bhakti Yoga Vidhanartam, for increase their Bhakti Yoga. If you are a devotee of Krishna, you are in distress by the demons, and if Krishna saves you, then you become more and devotee, you see. So Krishna came so many times. Just like his devotee Prahlad Maharaj was in trouble by his father, so he came. Similarly, Vasudev and Devaki was in trouble by Kansa, therefore he came. So Paritranaya Sadhana, they are sadhu, they are devotee. For them he comes, Paritranaya Sadhana. So why? He is interested to say na bhakti yoga vidhanartham, to show to the people that bhakti yoga is so strong, so nice, that it will protect you from all kinds of dangers. Krishna says in the Bhagavad, salpam api asya dharmasya trayati mahato bhaya. If you execute a little of bhakti yoga, you can be saved from the greatest danger. Bhakti yoga is nice. Buddhi yogam imaṃsino. These are discussed. So, bhakti yoga means that no more interested in the material affairs. Bhakti, that is the bhakti yoga. But he is only interested in Krishna. That is bhakti yoga. Maya saptamanat partham yogam junyan madas. Nothing except Krishna. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karma dhanabritam anakullena krishnanusilanam bhakti ruttama. So here Krishna comes to teach bhakti yogam. Bhakti yogam, sarvadharman parityajya mamekam, that is bhakti yoga. When we do not want anything except Krishna, that is bhakti yoga. Bhakti yogam vidhanartham. Kathang pasema histriya. Kunti appeared to be as woman. So woman generally, they are not interested in spiritual matter. That is the fact. Therefore, if they are somehow or other interested, that is also accepted. Krishna says, Striya Vaishya Satha Sudra, Sri Vijanti Parangati. Striya Vaishya, these three names, why he has taken specifically. The woman, they are not very much interested, generally. Maybe a special woman, but they are otherwise, they sometimes become devotee. Devotee, therefore Krishna says, Te bijanti parangati. As soon as they become devotee, they also promoted. But generally, they are not interested. The Vaishyas, the mercantile men, they are interested after money. The woman is interested after sense gratification. And Shudra means they are ignorant rascals. Therefore he has mentioned these three names. Striya Vaishya Tatha Sudra. But even they, although they are not interested, even they become interested. Stepi Janti Parangati, not that even though they become interested, they keep behind. No. They, on the with the equal force with man, they also promoted. Kunti, out of her humbleness, meekness, he sees, presenting herself, that we are a woman, Sriya. But he is not ordinary woman, she is devotee. Similarly, any devotee woman is as good as Kunti. So, out of humbleness, she says, presenting herself as woman, less intelligent, how we can see you, Krishna? You are meant for the Paramahansa, you are meant for the Bhakti Yogi, you are meant for the great Muni, you are so many things. You are meant for persons whose heart is clean. How we can see you? We are woman. That is her humbleness. She knows perfectly well what Krishna is. So following her footsteps, any woman can also understand Krishna. Krishna is ready to be understood by anyone. Māṅhi pārtha vipāsritta jīpiṣu. Simply, we have to follow the path. How to appreciate Krishna, how to understand Krishna, how to see Krishna, how to talk with Him, how to walk with Him. These things are there. That is called Bhakti Yoga. Where you learn this science of Bhakti Yoga, that we have mentioned, Nectar of Devotion, the perfect science of Bhakti Yoga. So, if one is interested in seeing Krishna, then there is no hindrance, there is no block. Anyone, Sriya Vaishya Tatha Sudra Sri Pijanti Parang. Thank you very much.